Good afternoon. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. Today is Thursday, January the 18th, 2007. We're nearing public session. My name is LaVarn Williams. I'm chair of the committee. due to some slight issues with an extra line, that's why we're much later than we anticipated. So what I'd like to do is to call roll and then go there to approval of it, reading the agenda, and then approval of the agenda. So our acting secretary for today is Terry Goodman. So Terry, would you like me to, again, call roll? I can do that.
Yes, please.
Okay. Terry Goodman.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Ambrose Lane.
Sandra is here. Can you hear me?
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Hello.
Hello.
I got you, Sandra.
Okay.
It's Patty Heffley.
Here.
Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tickert.
Here.
Baruti Biriako.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen. Dave Adelson.
Here.
LaVarn Williams. Present. Again, Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen is here. Thank you very much.
Very weak.
Okay. The agenda that was sent out for today, we have one change to the agenda that has already been requested. And basically, we'll go through the approval of minutes. We have the scheduling of the next meeting, the CFO report. I'm sorry, it's October, November rather than November and December. We'd like to look at the income statement and balance sheet, headcount, look at risk and opportunities, so forth, to the 2007 budget. Just briefly review the legal expense forecast, review and propose motions on the following. We talked about a legal settlement review by the coordinating committee, a finance group orientation for the March P&B meeting, foundation-wide signature authorization levels, and again, talk about archive restoration. Just a second, Dave. Just want to add the item that we wanted to add was to the member from KPFA, the treasurer, wanted to rescind a motion that had been passed at the beginning of December, and that was the motion on recommend authorization of spending on the revised KPFA budget with authorization to terminate March 15, 2007, unless the P&B adopts a budget after receiving a budget recommendation from KPFA. So I would like to ask Brian, where would you like to place that on the agenda?
Between what are currently items 3 and 4.
Okay.
As it pertains to business currently pending before the P&B, I believe it's time sensitive, and I requested it in writing 2 meetings ago.
Oh, well, very good. This time we were able to get it in here. The other meeting, I think, was a special meeting, which was a couple of weeks ago, but thank you. Okay. And are there, Dave, did I hear you?
Yeah. I also realized that the archives went well over budget on revenue with their fund drive, and so I think, according to our policies, that means that we should check back in on that budget and look at what's being done with the revenue. No. So I'd like to question the archives. What's going to be done with the archives revenue and how it's going to be evaluated, put on the agenda. I guess that's what I'm asking.
Okay, so where would you like that? On the review of the November results? October-November results?
I don't know. I don't have the thing in front of me, so
okay.
You think the question of rebudgeting should go.
Okay, so 4A1, we'll put that 1A, or capital A, archive opportunities in an archives budget. Okay. Is there any other changes, updates, revisions?
Secretary, Secretary's not sure where you put that.
I'm sorry, I put it under income statement and balance sheet.
Got it.
And just put it under and there. We can speak to that specifically. Okay. Are there other changes, revisions, updates? Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Lonnie.
You know, on the item dealing with check authorization, we're not really prepared on that one.
Signature authorization?
Yeah, unless we're just starting discussion as opposed to motion.
Discussion. Because there are a number of items that we just need to for discussion.
Okay.
And also when we prepare the report to the PNB, we can note those as items, actions that we're working on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
No,
okay.
No. Nothing from me.
All right. Well, thank you very much. So I would like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there a second, or do we need a second?
Don't need a second.
Okay. So move. Thank you, Dave. Okay. The second item on the agenda was the approval of minutes. Everyone received the draft minutes that were sent out by Jane Gatewood. Have you had a chance
to
review them?
Move approval of the minutes.
Thank you very much. So the minutes for Wednesday, January the 10th, have been approved. Thank you very much.
We had the two prior minutes from the 12th and the...
Go ahead.
Two additional sets of minutes that have not yet been approved.
And those are the dates, please. I'll go here and look it up.
And what did we just approve? What date?
Yeah, I don't think we approved anything. We needed then to vote
it. Okay.
Or at least not
approved. Oh, I'm sorry, were there objections?
I thought Dave was moving for approval of all of the pending minutes, which was December 7th, December 11th, and January 10th.
Okay, I didn't have the other dates. I didn't have them on the agenda. Shall we entertain a motion to approve December the 7th, 11th, and January the 10th?
We'll move to approve all those minutes.
Okay. Are there any objections to this motion to approve the agenda for those three dates? Okay, then so moved. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the next meeting that's scheduled. It's for Thursday, February the 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your discussion. Okay, then I believe it's on the KPFTX calendar now. So that will be our next regularly scheduled meeting for the National Finance Committee. And the next item on the agenda is actually, this is where, Brian, you wanted to discuss or rescind the, when you said between 3 and 4, you meant at this point?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, fine.
There's a motion in the minutes from the November meeting of this committee that reads as follows: recommend authorization of spending under revised KPFA budget. Such authorization to terminate March 15th, 2007, unless the Pacifica National Board adopts a budget after receiving a budget recommendation from the KPFA, LSB, and the National Finance Committee. I have a number of problems with this, but I think the most pressing is that it could cut off KPFA's spending authorization with one regular meeting of the local station board and one regular meeting of the National Finance Committee to go between now and then. I'm not sure of the rationale for cutting off that spending authorization. The station's run six-figure surpluses for the past 4 years, has almost $5 million in assets. It may be at risk of incurring one-time expenses, but it's certainly not at risk of becoming insolvent anytime soon. That seems a rather drastic measure. And I'm troubled that that motion, which passed at the November meeting, did not appear on the agenda for that meeting. And there was no way for myself as treasurer of the local station board, which drew up the initial budget for KPFA, or at least which approved it, to weigh in on it prior to you all putting it to a vote.
Okay. Do we have any
Dave?
Discussion? Sure. Dave,
yeah,
please.
Dave. Yeah, the point, Brian, of that was not that there was any worry about whether you're solvent or not. The point was that the our understanding was that the budget that we were looking at wasn't something that the LSB had actually approved. And so the point of saying that spending authorization ends is to demand that it goes through our existing processes, namely that your LSB has approved something and that the NSC has reviewed it and the PNB approves it. And so since things were changing, we wanted to be sure that all of that happened. And that is why. So it doesn't, you know, it's not a question of solvency or not solvency. And as far as the particular motion being on the agenda, it's not required to be on the agenda. What was on the agenda was our dealing with that budget, I thought. But even so, at a regular meeting, it's still in order. So if you're worried about the timing, I don't think there's any problem with changing the date, but it's still the case that what we want is feedback from that LSB, knowing that they've looked at it and knowing that we've looked at it as a committee.
Okay, is there further discussion?
Oh, Brian here.
Sure, Brian.
I think if that's the express intent, then this is an awfully clumsy motion to achieve it. I believe the local station board has been advised of everything this committee has been advised so far as forecast expenses for KPFA. And that's it. I mean, the point may already be moot. There's been no formal motion from the LSB, though.
The question is, there's a budget that the station is operating under. Is the budget that the station's operating under a budget that the LSB has approved?
Well, that's where I get confused with this revised budget thing, because my understanding of what a budget is a budget is your best guess at the start of the fiscal year about what you're going to make and what you're going to spend. And that when you deviate from that budget, what you don't have is a new budget. What you have is a variance. And you make course corrections along the way, but a budget remains the best guess. We can go through rebudgeting procedures all year. What I do with the LSB every month is go over our actuals and our forecast and summarize any significant variances for the local station board. But our budgeting process, I mean, in April last year, we started going through the budget priorities worksheet to get ready for the 2007 budget. If you want us to start doing a mid-year course correction in March, all we're going to do is budgeting all year.
Point of information?
Who is this?
This is Terry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes. If we approve the motion to rescind, at that point, must this committee consider a motion to approve a KPFA budget because our approval will have been rescinded?
I was trying to send a note to Dave because actually we sent out, Dave, you had sent out at the end of the year a number of motions for unanimous consent on these budgets, and I was trying to, and I can't find them in my files here.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, do you have anything that relates to KPFA?
Yeah, well, what happened, this was, the motion we're talking about is one of the motions that was suggested for unanimous consent at a time when we were not able to have a PNB meeting on the 15th due to a noticing error and an objection from one of the members. But we didn't get unanimous consent, so this thing's just still sitting there.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand the ones that had not received unanimous consent.
I may speak to Carrie's question.
I'm sorry? Sure.
If I may speak to Terry's question.
Sure.
I think if we rescind this, KPFA still has the budget that the Pacifica National Board approved at its fall meeting that has been through full local station board approval. And there may be variances against that budget. $4.8 million budget.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Sure, Lonnie, please. Thank you.
Well, I think that's a reasonable suggestion, that the budget is the budget passed by the PNB. And at this point, we're not sure whether or not there are provisos against it. I'm not remembering any provisos for KPFA that PNB passed. And I do sort of vaguely remember that I said that we would be sure that notification occurred to the local LSB in relation to certain legal expenses, and that notification was to be something that the board would be made aware of. But I agree. I don't see a necessity for rescinding. I do believe, though, that if Brian's comfortable with the budget passed by the PNB, then we have made the other motions moot, because the PNB actually is the last word on the budget. And if the LSB, Brian believes that the LSB is happy with that version of the budget, I think we can handle everything else as a variance, as Brian is suggesting.
Sure, Dave, go ahead.
After you, I'm looking something
okay.
up. I'm looking the minutes.
Yeah, I was just going to say that we at the LSB meeting, we actually notified the LSB about the corporate council was actually there in executive session and actually gave exactly any revisions to KPFA budget, including the balance sheet items. And at that time, he gave that information. Well, I notified, and then the corporate council actually gave specific numbers at the LSB meeting in executive session. So the KPFA LSB has been notified, and with the change on the bottom line. So in terms of this was on the balance sheet, not on the P&L, which had been approved. Sure, go ahead.
The motion passed in Walnut Creek was as follows. The PNB approved the FY07 KPFA budget approved by the LSB. The KPFA LSB, with the proviso that KPFA management should exercise the headcount reduction contingency to the extent necessary to maintain the net surplus after depreciation in the budget approved by the local station board. So that is what the PNB has done so far.
Right.
And then what came to the Finance Committee was this other issue, and our understanding was it was going to go into the budget as a change in the budget. Now, what Brian is saying is that the budget that was passed at that time, there's no numbers that have been changed whatsoever, and these are just variances. That's one thing. If what happened instead, though, is that we have different budget numbers that incorporated changes, then that's a different question, and I don't know what the state of the KPFA is. You know, what budget is being worked from at KPFA right now, whether
Very
it's any
exact.
Different at all than what was passed by the LSB.
Okay, do we have a comment?
Terry?
Sure, Terry.
Yes, since the PNB has passed the budget, I see no reason not to approve Brian's resolution so that the language on termination of authorization can be so that the PNB can know that the Finance Committee has rescinded that language. So I support.
Okay, go ahead, Terry or Brian.
I went
okay,
already.
I'm sorry.
What are you asking me to go ahead and do, Levon?
What I'm asking you to go ahead and ask exactly what you want done now, or did Terry explain it the way you want it?
This is Jane, Chair.
Sure.
I would like to call the question that we rescind the motion that was previously adopted in November. Am I allowed to call the question?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So the motion here is to rescind the motion that authorized spending on the KPFA, a revised KPFA budget, and with this authorization to terminate March the 15th. Is there discussion? Okay. So then we should. There's no further discussion. Okay. So our Acton secretary, shall we prepare to vote on this?
You can ask if there's objections.
That's what I meant to ask. Are there objections to calling the question at this time? Okay, then the next one, are there objections to rescinding this? Okay, so moved. Then there are no objections to rescinding this motion. So therefore, this motion has been rescinded. Okay, so shall we move the agenda? Thank you. Next on the agenda is the CFO report. We haven't had an opportunity to review P&L statements and actuals from either October or November, and we had asked the CFO, Lonnie Hicks, to go over some of that and to have anyone who have questions. I think a couple of people had some questions online much earlier to go through that now. Okay, Lonnie, are you prepared?
Well, Madam Chair, if I could, one thing we should do is review the audit report. That's been with you a week or two, and presumably it'll be be an item of discussion at the P&B.
Okay,
what's
so
your
you
thinking
like-
there?
As far as looking at the audit, I think we looked at it some in the last meeting. But so you would like to add that to the agenda? You would like that to be the discussion as part of your report?
Yeah. See, we're not prepared to. At some point, we'll have to recommend to the board the adoption of the audit.
Right.
And the question is whether we do it at this meeting, and it'll be too late at the February meeting, I would presume. So we have a decision to make.
Okay. Is there? Go ahead, Dave.
Is that our job or the audit committee's job to recommend adoption of the audit?
Well, it's the P&B. But I mean,
I understand. But there's two committees. One's called finance. One's called audit. And they're supposed to be separate bodies. So which one makes the recommendation of adoption of the budget? I mean, the audit.
It's the audit committee. The chair of the audit committee should actually write a statement in terms of adopting the audit.
did we do that last year? I'm not recalling.
I don't remember it.
I
yeah,
know
I don't
when,
either. And
when
I'm not
Donna
will step forth on this one. So
okay, when
is whether or not we can simply say we've reviewed the audit, but if we don't review the audit at all, well, I'm not sure we should. Simply ignore it.
Well, I think we've discussed it some in the last meeting. But, when Donna was the chair of the audit committee, who has lots of you, that was the position that we had taken, and that's exactly what she did. She reviewed it. I mean, she, the auditor, I believe, asks for a recommendation. She signs the form, and that's the way you approve the and then she recommends this to the P&B.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
I remember you're right.
That's the process that should be taken.
Yeah. Okay. So what should our stance be? Ignore the audit document?
Well, no, we haven't ignored it, Lonnie. We discussed it. I mean, I think in terms of process, that is for sure that we should discuss it, and some of the issues I think that on it, in terms of the audit, the supporting statements, I think that those are very critical, and some of those we have to attempt to discuss, like SCA income. And but that's in there. Are there other anyone else would like to comment on this?
Okay, I have a question.
Sure, Dave.
When I left the call last week, I asked that it be addressed whether or not the fact that we added on $1 million in working capital, but that we had $1.3 million in one-time gifts meant that we actually, on the basis of operating, if we pulled those out, does that mean that we ate $300,000 into working capital if we don't count those gifts?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's part of my CFO report. I was making the caution that this, if I could, the audit report is what we're referring to, is that in the audit report, if you look at it, it shows that on a strict accounting basis, we added $1.7 million to working capital. But what you have to do is look closely at how the components of that increase in working capital, and for that matter, look at the operating results. And in my CFO report, I do go over those issues. And let me just briefly do that again, because I think it's critical and important. And I'm sure the auditor will stress some of the same points. And that is that the operating the results for this fiscal year are probably, I think they're the second best in Pacifica's history, showing a surplus after depreciation of $1.6 million. That's the second highest in Pacific's history. But when you unpack that $1.6, you know, as an accountant, you want to know how much of that was driven by operating. And what you find is like $1.2 million of that composed of one-time gifts and revenues that were coming from sources that were one-time sources. So actually, if you look at the operating component of that 1.6, we as a network only had about $600,000 thrown off by operating, which is to say revenues produced by ongoing operations as opposed to coming from other sources or one-time sources. That is a major part of understanding this audit. It tells us that.
The number in your report said we went from $1.8 million in working capital to $2.8 million. But now I'm hearing you say that there was that's $1 million, a difference of $1 million. But now I'm hearing you cite the number $1.6 million, of which $0.6 was from operating. So why didn't we go from $1.8 million to $3.4 million?
Well, working capital is a number. It's current assets minus current liabilities. So some of the liabilities brought that number down.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
Wait. But that was bottom line stuff that I thought you just said. I thought it was 1.6 at the bottom line.
Well, so let's take it backwards. If we were to say working capital goes up by a million, the question is why did we show 1.6, right?
Yeah.
If we were to take the question backwards.
That's the question.
Yeah, and the question is that some components of that 1.6 are not computed in an audit as part of working capital because it's not part of working capital. It's one-time gift, and an auditor will come in and say, no, this is not part of what we generally compute to be working capital. So it'll show up in the bottom line.
Is the restricted stuff, anything that's restricted is not counted in working capital, for example?
Yeah, and when you get the audit, if you look at that audit document, you look at a column called temporary restricted, and you'll see what he does.
Yeah, okay, working capital is current assets minus current liabilities.
Yeah, that's your working capital. When he does the audit, he has to include things that are restricted donations or things like that are not ready capital that you can't spend or installment or that sort of thing. But they do inflate or are to be computed in your bottom line, and that's the 1.6. Can't ignore them, but they're not really funds that can be used in operation.
So is it correct to say basically $600,000 was restricted, and that's why it didn't show up in working capital?
Yeah, you could look at it that way. And my caution for the FY07 budget is very similar. I'm saying if you take the budget amount of money that we've budgeted for FY07, similar things are going on in that, although we budgeted 1.2. What I'm seeing happening in the budget is that we're at risk if you eliminate the 1.3 in donations that are coming in from mail, things like mail drops and one-time gifts, that our actual operating capital is money thrown off by operating is about $400,000, $500,000, and I do have that in my CFO report. So the seeming paradox is, how can you have a number that looks like you're doing so well at 1.6, but also saying at the same time that that's not such a great outcome when you subtract out revenues that are one-time revenues or restricted revenues that are endowments that you really can't spend? That's the paradox we're looking at. So it has to be, you know, it's not only not spendable since it's in an endowment, but it's coupled with a downward trend in actual operating revenue that you're throwing off, if that makes any sense. It's sort of like, how can I explain it? It's sort of like grandma gives you $100,000 at the same time you're experiencing a cutback to halftime on your job. That might be one way of looking at it. It looks great because the money came in from Grandma. But you know that once that money's gone and we will spend it, that you will be stuck with a half-time job. And that's what's happening to Pacifica. We are showing reduced listener support. And if you look at FY07, it's off a million. We've made it up by doing other revenues, but it's disturbing because the listener support has always been the sustaining dollars that we've counted on. We've compensated. We've gone on and got large gifts. We've got endowments and all that sort of stuff. But it's a not a comfortable position to be in. So anyway, that the auditor will take up, and we'll go through at the board meeting. So I won't belabor the point. What I will do at the board is try to address what we need to do as a network, in my estimation at least, to look at sustainable revenue sources. If we assume that on-air revenue sources are not likely to show to be robust as they have been in the past, absent some major national issue that might increase our revenue, what do we do? I'll have three suggestions. If you want me to go into them, I will. Otherwise, I'll save them for the board.
We can go into them, and then we can understand what's going to be presented.
I think that, and I've had some discussions with Greg and with Rob and other people on the board. I've been attending the licensing meetings. And what I'm drawing from those discussions with those folks who are trying to do some of the thinking on where do we go in terms of identifying new revenue sources. Here's what I'm drawing, and this is my I'm not attributing it to those folks. I'm saying this is what I'm drawing in terms of my inferences. There are three major ways in which we can expand our revenue base. We have to do cuts. We have to do other things too, perhaps. But let's just talk revenue for the time being. One is we must look to other ways of increasing our listenership, and I think the licensing project is an excellent way to do it. Please, let's get that going. We can't at this point produce numbers in terms of what the revenue might be, but we can reasonably assume that the listenership will go up, or at least actual Pacifica programming will go up, and from that, more revenue. The second area, I believe, is the affiliate. We don't have a serious affiliate strategy in the sense that seeing affiliates as our partners in terms of producing content that's usable and maybe providing access for people on the affiliate side to produce content for Pacifica. I think producing content is a way of broadening our programming and infusing new blood into the programming area. I think the affiliates, and we're beginning discussions, as a matter of fact, in a week or so, on fundraising with the affiliates. And that group will meet and start the process of looking at ways to increase joint fundraising with the affiliates. We have talked about it. We're going to also look at FSRN, I'm sorry, where we're moving to planning now with them around joint fundraising. That is an area. The other area is I've said several times that I think stations have to reconceptualize themselves and not see themselves as FM broadcasters, but more than FM broadcasters. And by that I mean we have to look to increasing our footprint in local communities that we live and see ourselves as part of a network of organizations who share our mission and move more directly to work with people in the community. I think Ambrose made a suggestion in that area. I think we need to look as part of it. It could be an outreach and youth strategy, whatever it is, and some of us are doing that, but we need to have a larger footprint in the communities where our broadcast signal is heard. The last part I'll mention, and I won't go into too much detail, is I think we have to stations have to reconceptualize themselves as regional broadcasters, not just broadcasters who are broadcasting to a limited city area. And by that I mean that what we found in doing mailings is that there are many members of progressive organizations in this country who are willing to contemplate Pacifica as an outlet for progressive media. And they're willing to support us with their dollar. And if a station were to see the five or six state area as a region that they're broadcasting to, which includes members of other progressive organizations who are willing to support that station as a voice of progressive news, as a voice of progressive values, that these folks will do that. They will support us, even though they might not hear the signal. And how do we know that's true? Because they've responded with support and dollars. And I think that that would include regional affiliates as well. So we broaden the base of not only listeners, but also supporters, members of other progressive organizations, and also the Internet, that those folks, as we heard in the licensing meeting today, increasing numbers of people are accessing stations and NIE, news, information, and entertainment, on the Internet. And that means a regional strategy is more and more feasible because people will be going to the Internet for that purpose. So anyway, I'm going to try to come up with concrete suggestions and review what has been achieved in these areas already and suggest ways to go. So anyway, we need to think outside the box and broaden our notions of who we service with our progressive programming.
Okay, thank you. Comments?
Concerns? Can go ahead.
Who is that?
This is Dave.
Dave.
Lonnie, I agree with a lot of what you said, with involvement with the local community and also the shift in the way of thinking stations think about themselves. Do we have any money in this year's budget to help fund initiatives that that might do that kind of thing? Just one example, I was talking to one of the people up from the KPFA apprenticeship program, and they had told me that they had already had some, and maybe Brian can comment about this more knowledgeably, had some experience going out to community groups and actually showing them how to produce audio out of some of the stuff that they were doing at their site. If there were programs like that, or we've also talked about this idea of a request for proposals kind of approach, where we say, hey, there's some funding available, write us a proposal about what you would want to do in that general area with this general type of goals. Do we have money anywhere in our budget to make those investments, and if so, how much?
Well, you know, my plan was to have this January board introduce the idea of making those funds available and identify for the board as a part of our planning process going forward in this fiscal to make those grant monies available. I think we have to do that. The amount that I think can be identified is about $50,000. And what we would want to do is identify what are the projects that we would look to invest in, both short-term, long-term, and mid-range, because I don't think that short-term is the only way you should look at it. I think you should invest in projects that reach they're three separate investments, short-term, mid-term, and long-term, and we should put money in all three areas. But that would be what I was planning to propose. And that would be starting, a call for what we used to call requests for proposals, put it out, and look for a March start date so that we could insist that not just talk about it, but have something have on paper and could be incorporated in the April planning and priority stage when we do the budget. But I think that this year we need 50,000. But at the same time, plan for what that number might look like for next year, because I would hope to see that number go up. We must plan for Pacifica's next 57 years. And as I say, unless someone is willing to argue that listenership is going to go up, then we need to have these other plans. And I don't hear anyone saying that radio, FM broadcast radio, sit-at-home radio, is going to be bouncing back toward levels that it's known in previous years. If that's the case, then I think these are wise steps to take.
Ask a follow-up?
Sure, Dave, please.
What about the idea of, once you identify those proposals, some specific fundraising to draw more funds in around them if there are things that could, excite people?
Yeah, some of them will be revenue-producing, some will not. And as I, that's what I was referring to when I said some will produce immediate revenue, some will not. But we need to invest in all three, immediate and midterm.
I'm not talking about raising revenues through operations. I'm talking about if you have an idea where you're saying, look, we're going to go out and serve our community in the following ways. We're putting the following investment in. Who is willing to donate to put additional investments in? I mean, to me, when you're doing something like providing new services, it's a great opportunity for targeted fundraising. And maybe some of that fundraising is stuff that board members can do. I've always had the problem when I've wanted to go and ask people for funds that if you're talking about doing anything beyond what you're doing right now and you don't have the institutional commitment, it's difficult to do it. But if what we were doing was saying, yeah, now there is institutional commitment here and this is a new initiative, then it's perfect for, you know, targeted fundraising by board members.
Yeah, agreed. And, you know, one thing that we have learned, I've learned at least, is many times you're not really necessarily asking for financial support, but things like access to a large mailing list can be just as valuable as and creating community connections where you're sharing those mailing lists can be a rich source of new support. And so, yeah, I agree 100% that we need to have a way to get that done. You know, I'll close with this. Is, and we have some history in terms of knowing what works and funding ideas that people may have and giving them enough leeway to go ahead and move with those ideas has a history in Pacifica, and Democracy Now! Is an example. And Free Speech Radio News is a sort of an example, too, that people operating on a collective basis to come up with creative ideas and programming does often pay off. And I'm suggesting that we take that lesson and see what the next steps might be.
Okay. Any further comments? I just have a, this is LaVorn, on the proposal that you've done, you know, in terms of looking at these are, you know, looking at the facts and as far as revenue and how to maintain our current income levels are, how we would do off-air fundraising to keep it at that level and at that level. And in order to do that, we would, you know, try to create a sustainable budget or a budget that we can maintain, which would include current programs, current headcount, and those levels, trying to sustain those. But you know, the other concern I have is, as with any type of, you've given the example of Democracy Now! And also Free Speech Radio News, projects like that, new projects, as far as the incubation period and having an opportunity to grow, that you know, it's always a concern that in any established organization, you know, new projects like that, it's really difficult. It's kind of like, you know, there's not always support from more established programs. That, you know, it's like animals who eat their young, you know, and we really must address that type of attitude with you know, the general managers and the others, to see that, you know, the only way that they can or we can all succeed is by bringing along these developing projects and to be able to use the funds to test these. And that, again, at that particular issue really must be addressed, because you know, it goes back to today in terms of the program. And the hearings, I mean, I thought it was just absolutely startling what this person said on the air, and that even that type of thing, it has to be, you know, the hearings today.
To the AG.
I'm sorry.
What did they say?
The Attorney General, in terms of, you know, what he said, that you know, all the things basically are confirmed without, but you actually hear this, and well, you have it on what part you can actually hear or see on TV. But again, it's just that concern and that attitude. And, you know, this goes across all major corporations. I mean, you know, I work for Xerox. Xerox actually created the Star, which was like what Apple took. And the Apple, you know, was like really based on the Xerox computer, the Star. You had a complete network. You know, why didn't that project develop? Because basically it was cannibalism. And that therefore, you know, all the examples were that leads to failure. I mean, those type of lessons, and when we do our little meetings and we have these meetings and talk about, you know, how we can behave, and we need to really address this, because we will not survive unless we do these types of things. We actually
like to make a motion in favor of survival
for the planet, right?
But I do, I'm wondering, Madam Chair, if it would be appropriate to take the sense of the Finance Committee and pass that along to the board, that the need to explore ways and means to provide funding for and tap creativity that may exist in communities for outreach, for new programming, and for reaching out to our affiliates, and that we would do so with the intent to come to the March board with a plan. I'm wondering if that's appropriate to have that be stated as a sense of this group, and we could, if we're ready to do that, or if that's premature.
Well, are we ready to look at a motion now? Do we want a couple of people to meet in a working group between now and next Thursday, and see what we can pull together?
Well, we're there Thursday, as I recall. We're in residence, right, in Houston Thursday?
Right, that's what I mean. Well, between now and Wednesday, I was just being facetious about the end, because the start date. So I heard someone else. Dave.
Yeah. I don't think we need a motion. I mean, that'll put us through quite a bit of administrative strain to get it approved and get it before them. But is there any objection on the committee to just allowing the chair and or the CFO to report to the board an interest in looking at how the new initiatives are going to be funded? And I think we could leave it at that and save ourselves a lot of grief and time.
Bonnie?
Well, Dave, what would be the action of the board? What will we be asking them to do? To await a plan in the March board, or will we be asking them to act at this January board?
I don't know what we need to ask at the January board meeting. I mean, we don't have a formal plan in front of us, but I think the Finance Committee is free to take up whatever it wants. I mean, that we have a motion from the board from way back that says that members of a committee can raise issues that they think is germane to the business of the committee. So, you know, I just think that, I mean, yes, the board is obviously going to want new initiatives to come forth and for us to look at how that's financed. Am I missing something obvious?
Well, I what I see is that, again, that even a working group that might be a group that's that works across the Finance Committee and work with perhaps the Affiliates Committee and Programming or Committee, that this is one of the it's definitely one of the actions that the Finance Committee is looking at supporting, moving, being a part of for 2007, and both Lani and I could list this on our list of things that we'd like to tackle. Dave?
Can I ask a specific question? So one of the things I raised, and I thought I heard you echo, because I know, you know, you have been looking into this, was this idea of the request for proposals as a mechanism for funding and getting new ideas in. Is that specifically what we're talking about? Because if that's what we're specifically talking about, then that's the concrete idea that says, hey, we want to work up a procedure and a system for doing requests for proposals. Or is what you're saying sort of more general than that, about the desire to look in those specific areas? If it's the latter, you know, we have two discussion periods at the schedule for the PMB meeting, one dealing with the outreach stuff and the other dealing with distribution. And it was my thought that, and they're both entitled goals. It was was my thought that coming out of that meeting, the board would establish some basic sort of top-level goals and then look to its various committees to research how to implement those. So anyhow, that's the question, RFP or larger, and B, do we need to do anything beyond what we're already doing in the thematic discussions there?
Lonnie?
My thought was to put the RFP right on the table, state the intent to come up with procedures around it, and put the board on notice that the Finance Committee is going to be working on that project and will produce it at some point. No later.
Let's make that motion. Yeah, I'll move.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. I think the discussion is great, and I certainly would try to set the context in terms of what the problems are and why we need to look at this as something we should do now. Of course, there will be follow-on longer-range projects too, but I think we need to move, and I think the RFP is the first best way to get that going.
Okay.
Do we have some language?
We need
a second, but
I move it.
I need language.
Okay. Yes.
How about this? If the Finance Committee recommends it should be noticed that the Finance Committee agrees with the approach of developing a request for proposals process, and that it will work on both the administrative details and the potential budget for an initial round of proposals.
All right. How about this? The Finance Committee recommends the implementation of the request for proposal process, and then the rest of the stuff that you said.
Well, no, we're trying to work on how to implement it. I mean, my understanding is that Lonnie's looking at that, and they're going to come up with how we want it implemented. So,
well, that's
once
exactly.
They come up,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought that's exactly what I was saying. Recommends the implementation, and that's the action is to develop, or recommends the development of the implementation of an RFP process, and that's what
okay.
the action is.
Fine.
Establish and implement.
I'm sorry.
Maybe the wording might be establish and begin implementation.
Okay. Recommends the establishment. Recommends the PNB establish and implement the RFP process.
Yes, an RFP process.
And we shouldn't say the because we don't know what it is yet.
That's
yes.
what I said, RFP process.
Toward the following goal, they're going to ask what for, so we should state.
Very good. And the following goals are, go ahead.
Well, let's see. I'll stumble into that. So the goal of identifying creative sources in the community which deserve support and to explore outreach with potential new partners for the Pacifica Network.
And
would you say identifying and funding?
Yeah, identify and fund new sources of support and new partners for the Pacifica Network.
I have a question. Tell me when you're ready for discussion.
To general?
Okay, as soon as he gets the words in. Go ahead.
Yeah, we can amend. But Dave, you got anything more specific?
Yeah, I want
Karen, can you read?
To advance the mission. The projects that to advance the mission.
Yeah, okay. Somebody's going to ask, what does that mean, though? Anything specific you might want to, as an example?
I just want to ask a question.
Sure. Teresa.
You talked about licensing. You talked about affiliates and joint fundraisers and producing content, and you talked about our stations reconceptualizing. And then we've moved on to this motion. I want to know how involved has our affiliates coordinator been in your plans and your envisioning of these ideas so far?
Well, with Free Speech Radio News, it's written into our new contract. With the affiliates, we've had the discussions with. There's some during the budgeting process, and she agreed that we needed to explore ways in which our mail drops and our on-air campaign could be enhanced mm-hmm. by working with the affiliates. And the things we specifically discussed at our call.
I just would like to suggest that from the very beginning, if it's going to impact any affiliates, that Ursula be pulled in. And the reason is because I have seen instances where, like, affiliates are very their money is very tight, and it can't, if we're not careful, if it's not seen at the very beginning as we're approaching them, let's say, let's collaborate where we can both benefit from this, then it is seen as Pacifica pushing into their territory, and we get the exact opposite result than we want. And even when we sent out letters, for example, and we mentioned affiliates and did not get their permission, it could be viewed as we're taking advantage of the goodwill that they have established in their communities and possibly pulling donors from them. And we just have to be very careful at the very beginning before anyone gets really deep into a project that the affiliates coordinator is involved, to possibly give feedback as to how that could be perceived.
That's a point well made, point well taken. Agreed. Mm-hmm. And at this point, though, Dale, do we have a motion that's clear enough to...
Terry, can you read what we have?
Well, let me recap the discussion. We start with Lonnie saying we need to explore ways and means and tap creativity to increase outreach and something else. And then Dave suggests that we just authorize the chair and CFO to express committee support for exploring new initiatives. LaVarne suggested a working group. Then Dave asked if the working group would be on RFC procedures. Then we started to draft a motion that the Finance Committee agrees with the approach of developing an RFP process and will work to develop implementation procedures. And then the last proposal, what I got of that was that the Finance Committee recommends that the PNB establish and implement an RFP process towards the goals of identifying creative sources in the community that deserve support and exploring outreach with potential new partners for the Pacifica Network that expands the mission.
Any comment?
My God.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, So the last thing that you might need revision is the Finance Committee recommends that the PNB establish and implement an RFP process, and my question is it the PNB or us that should do that, towards the goals of identifying creative sources in the community that deserve support and exploring outreach with potential new partners for the Pacifica Network that expands the mission.
Dave?
Okay, comment? Sure, Dave.
I don't think it's the PNB that implements these things. So the language that says that the PNB implement is not it. What we're asking is that the PNB agree to or ask that a process be developed for implementation. I think that's it.
About the ED and the CFO.
By the ED and the CFO, and then ultimately, I mean, my understanding would be that the question is whether we're saying go thou forth or whether we're saying put something together and come back to the Finance Committee and the board to approve it once you've got it together. And I hope it's the latter that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's the latter we're talking about. It's got to have something.
So that's the idea, and I trust Terry's wordsmithing ability to capture that idea.